As followers of Jesus Christ, we strive to follow His example, healing the sick, feeding the hungry, and advocating for the poor and marginalized. Jesus also gave us an example of how to take care of our mind, body, and spirit. He took long walks with friends. He immersed himself in scripture and prayer. And when things got too hectic, he withdrew to a quiet place and cared for his soul. The Prayers of Selah podcasts are 7 days of care for your mind, body, and spirit. The word Selah appears frequently in the Psalms, and opinions differ as to its meaning. Many agree it is a signal, a reminder to pause and reflect. In each of these 7 podcasts, we'll share a portion of a psalm, then provide a short meditation with invitations for you to ponder silently on questions we highlight. Not surprisingly, we will include quiet times for you to reflect on what you've heard. Coincidentally, when the word Selah is translated from Arabic, the English word that's used is connection, a word very familiar to United Methodists. We hope in each of these podcasts you will find connection to God, to your soul, and to the blessings God's love has brought into your life.
Today's scripture comes from Psalm 81, verses 1 through 7. Sing aloud to God our strength. Shout for joy to the God of Jacob. Raise a song. Sound the tambourine, the sweet lyre with the harp. Blow the trumpet at the new moon, at the full moon on our festal day. For it is a statute for Israel, an ordinance of the God of Jacob. He made it a decree in Joseph when he went out over the land of Egypt. I hear a voice I had not known. I relieved your shoulder from the burden. Your hands were freed from the basket. In distress you called, and I rescued you. I answered you in the secret place of thunder. I tested you at the waters of Meribah. How many friends do you have? I have 2,030. Does that number surprise you? Okay, those are Facebook friends. And while I appreciate them and enjoy hearing from them most of the time, I could answer that question another way, if the question were more specific. How many friends do you have whom you could call day or night and tell them you need them, knowing with absolute confidence that wherever they were within the hour, they would be heading your way? A far smaller number for me, and I guess probably for you. We all probably heard the expression, a good friend will help you move, a true friend will help you move a body. I truly hope I will never need help moving a body, but I like to believe that I have at least one true friend. This comes to mind when I read verse 7 of Psalm 81. Listen to this, remembering the psalmist is quoting God. In distress you called, and I rescued you. That verse goes deeper than good friends and true friends. Whom do you trust enough to call in your time of deepest need? On whom could you call when you are at your lowest, when you are wounded, rejected, humiliated? On whom could you call when the bottom has fallen out of life? When I was 17, my 19-year-old brother was killed by a drunk driver while he was driving on the highway. I was standing next to my dad when he got the news. Devastated, he dropped to the floor and sobbed. We didn't know what to say to him. He was the rock, the strength of our family. Neighbors came by, co-workers called, offering sympathies and condolences, all not quite sure what to say. Within a few hours, two men showed up at the door. I recognized the names, longtime friends of my dad's, whom we rarely saw because they didn't live nearby. They were shipmates of my dad during World War II. They stayed all night with him, not trying to explain the loss, but just letting him grieve. They were trusted enough that he could bear his pain with them. In his distress, they came to him. Do you have someone who is that worthy of your trust? The psalmist reminds us that God is there for us. When we call out in distress, God will rescue us, even when we find ourselves in the secret place of thunder, turmoil, and desolation. When it seems that we just can't go on, in our distress, God is ready to rescue us. Worthy God, we celebrate all the acquaintances with whom we share our lives. We thank you for the good friends who have traveled the road by our side. We are deeply grateful for the true friends who walk behind us and have our back, and sometimes just hold us up. Most of all, we thank you for the knowledge that in your love we can put our whole trust in you. We praise you with all our heart, our soul, and our strength. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen.
We hope you've enjoyed this Prayers of Selah podcast and that it's offered you some time to care for your mind, body, and spirit. You're encouraged to continue reflecting on the blessing of a life connected to a God who is available to us in both the mountaintops and the valleys of our lives. We're grateful to be a part of a connected church and for the way you and your congregation are so generous in your giving and caring for others. We United Methodists make a great impact on our local communities, and together we touch the lives of people we may never meet in places we may never visit. We do this because we know we are people who have been blessed to be a blessing to others.